Okay, I just want to... go back to an old question that was asked. Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, an important Gemara to understand what this is. Yesh Atchila Mitzvah Tzeh. Gemara says as follows. Miskaneach Adam Ben Simel Simel. Rebbe Sovar Yeshen Shechita Mitchila Vad Sof Vahaydam Shechita Hu Chia Sova Ein Shechita Ela Besof Vahaydam Mako. Halach is as follows. Halach of Heksher, the Dam Shechita is Machsher. Now, Dam Shechita is Machsher. What happens if you shecht? In the process of Shechita, some dam falls on a dalas. Yes. Okay. And then you finish the Shechita. Okay, it's dam Shechita. Point. But let's say in this kaneach, you wipe it off. Vein simel simen. Yesh shechita mitchila vad sof. It's machsha. Ein shechita el besof. It's not machsha. Wait 1 second. That dam fell. Let's just... you began the shechita at 12 o'clock. At 12:01, the dam fell on that. You finish the shechita at 12:02. Now, what dam is going to be machsher? The dam of the entire shechita, or just the dam at the very end? Ein shechita ela basof. The dam of the entire shechita is going to be machsher. But at what point in time? At 12:02, that all the dam of the entire shechita is machsher. Is it machsher l'mafreya or machsher from 12:02 on? Nafkamina, let's say it becomes Tomei at 12:01 and 30 seconds. Will it be Tomei or not? At what point do we turn all the Dam backwards into Dam Shechita? As of when? Two separate issues. Which Dam? So it's clear. All Dam from the entire process of Shechita, from the beginning of Shechita to the end, is there. That's one thing. At that point, someone asked me a question, which I did not have clarity on. Let's say at 12:01 and 30 seconds, a Tomei touches it. Is it Tomei or no? As of 12:01, as of 12:02, all that Dam becomes Dam Shechita, as of 12:02. That's it. Or backwards in time too, just like the dam goes backwards, the time of Hechsher goes back, or not?
According to which mandama?
According to mandama, ain't the shechita ela besof. Okay. According to mandama, yesh shechita mitchila vad sof, the entire thing is dam shechita. It's muchsher the entire time, and that's not a question.
Okay.
That issue, so Loran says, from our sugya here, Chav Tesomet Beis, we see the answer to that. What does Loran say? Rabbi Hecht, do you hear? Oh, there. Let's understand what it is Loran says, what it is Loran doesn't say. Okay. Mara says as follows. Omer Rava, Ikashli Hokashli, Laman Doma and Shechita Ela Besof, Liflog Behechsheva Depora, Gon De Shochtuo Betray Gavri, Gavri Kama Lo Matame, Gavri Basu Matame, Okay. So that means when I finish, Reuven did the first, did the Kohanah, and Shimon did the Vesher. Did Reuven do a Maaseh Shechita? Reuven did not do a Maaseh Shechita. The difference is Metameh B'Godim. Now, the Gemara at that time was on the assumption that two people can shecht a parah adumah. Let's go with that assumption. The Gemara, then the Gemara questions that assumption. On the assumption that two people can shecht a parah adumah. So the question is, there was a Maaseh Shechita. Okay. What turned it into a Maaseh Shechita? When the second person, Shimon, shechted the Vesher. Apparently, Reuven didn't shecht the Vesher. Well, the question is, if it went l'mafreya, so Reuven should have shechted the Vesher. That's the kasha that Ron says. Ron says very simple. He says the whole thing, he says, it ain't a chanami. It goes backwards, but. What does it mean? The dam shechita, when I look at dam shechita, the whole thing is dam shechita. Now, and dam shechita is machshe. And not the dam that finished off the shechita. Dam shechita is machshe. But as of a certain time, when at 12:02 it became dam shechita. Now, in order to become tameh, if something was tameh, it had to be b'shaita tameh. Now, b'shaita when Reuven shechted, was it a maaseh shechita or not? B'shaita when he shechted, it was not a maaseh shechita. No. When did it become a maaseh shechita? When Shimon finished the veshet, then Reuven shechita. But b'shaita, while he's doing it, while you're doing it, in order to become tameh, while you're doing it, it has to be maaseh shechita. If later on it turns my maaseh into a maaseh shechita, this is the Ran. That is how the Ran says there are two ways of looking at the mafreya. The mafreya, therefore, now we say as of, and therefore it was all the way back. And he said, no. What do you see from the Gemara? You see from the Gemara a very simple thing. The whole entire thing is a Maaseh Shechita. No question. As of the time you finish. That's the Mando Maaseh Shechita L'Basov. Give you an example. Forget the Ran for a second. Take a look in Rashi. Rashi and Baba Kama. I said, Baba Kama. When Rashi wants to say, what's the difference? Yesh shechita metchila v'atzov, ein shechita ela b'sov. He says, ein shechita ela b'sov, ein shechita nikreis ela b'sov. But nafkamina, what's the Rashi gives a different nafkamina. Nafkamina, le'inyin hamachashe b'kodshim chutzu makomam. There's something called pigul, pigul hu lo yeratzim, posing in kadosh. What does pigul mean? When I shecht it, I intend to eat it and not the proper time, not the proper place. I intend to do the hazon. I have all sorts of bad machshavas that will mess up the korban. That turns the korban into pigul. Okay. Now, but it has to be, if I have that kavona b'shach shechita. According to the Mandom, Yesh Shechita Metchila Vatsov, says Rashi. Yesh Shechita Metchila Vatsov. If I do it from the beginning of the Shechita down to the end of the Shechita, it's Shah Shechita. If I, on the Mandom, it's an Ein Shechita Ela Basov. Yes. While I am shechting the corner, it's not a Maaseh Shechita. So while I'm shechting the corner, I have a bad machshav, it's not Shah Shechita. When I finish the Veshet, I became a tzaddik. I'm taking all the right, I have all the right attitudes. So right now, I've turned my Maisa into a Maisa Shechita as of when I finish. So therefore, if I look, if I clock my bad machshava, was not b'shas shchita. I don't tie a thing as a ma'aseh shchita as of the time I finish. Question is, you're clocking when it became a ma'aseh shchita. When you're clocking when it became a ma'aseh shchita, but the entire thing is a ma'aseh shchita. That's what Reb Chaim says. Very simple thing. If the whole thing is a ma'aseh shchita as of, now let's clock it. Clock it when L'mafreya turns out from the beginning was a ma'aseh shchita? No. You see from the Gemara, and this is the Ron's point. You see, even though it's L'mafreya, that the entire thing is a dam shchita. Not that the last drop, when you finish the rov of the vesher, becomes a ma'aseh. No. The entire dam is a dam shchita. The entire thing is a ma'aseh shchita. As of when? Now, and that's what the Gemara... Now, that is how Reb Chaim understood Yesh Shchita Metchila V'Adsof, and that's how that fits with the Ron's Kasha. Okay. Now, if you take, and it fits perfectly with what Rashi says here in Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. As of when? The entire thing is a ma'aseh shchita as of when? Now, let's get back and read the Gemara and see all the different points and put the very complex sugya, hard sugya. Okay. So, Amar Reish Lakish, Rashi says, Yesh Shechita Mitzvot Sof. Hakol Mod, V'heir L'shochet Simedech Rakum, Sechah Yisrael Shei Psu, Asher Reinatz Bo Maisa Treifo. What does Maisa Treifo mean? Ulamadu Yesh Shechita Ela B'sof, V'lo Mikri Shechitas Akum. Why? What's Koveya? What, when do I turn the entire Maisa into a Maisa Shechita at the end? But I have to go backwards in time. I have to begin with the Kaneh and the Veshet. And then at the very end, I'm turning the entire thing, he says, Lo Mikri Shechita Sakum, Mir Shechita Sisrael Nami Lo Havi. Not Shechita Sisrael. Shechita Sisrael, did Yisrael do the entire process? No. Have you look at coats by Alma? Oh, I didn't bring the Torah Sabbais. Okay. Oh, have you? Okay. It's a coats by Alma. Wait 1 second. Rashi is saying a very interesting thing. Coats by Alma. Questions in Akum: a zero, a minus, certainly not a plus. In Akum, am I supposed to sell or not? Am I supposed to? Rashi, it's like an Akum shechting is like a coats, like a thorn. It cut its throat in a thorn.
Because
he didn't finish. We have the following major league machlokas. We have a Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes. Where is it? Mem. Mishnah says like this. Shnaf mem. Shnaim ochsim besakim. You have two people with a sakim. Veshochtim echol l'shem echol mikol elu. All of these different machshavas that I have that passel it. Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. Echol l'shem echol mikol elu. Echol l'shem dava kosher. Shchitasu psula. We have two people moving the knife together. One has a machshavas psul, and one has a machshavas kashrus. Since it's a joint ma'aseh shchita, it passes it. Now the question is: so you have what do we say? I have two people moving the knife together. One is a posel, and one is a machshir. It's a joint action. It's also. Now, what happens if we'll give two different scenarios? Two people moving a knife together. One is an Akum, one is a Yisrael. The Shochet's having a hard time shechting it. It's a very thick leather. And comes along the Akum or there and says, I'll help you. It's kosher treif. Something else. The Gemara talked, what about Shechitas Kof? I train a monkey to shecht. Okay, it's a well-trained monkey, it can shecht. Let's say he shechts by himself. What do we already saw? What do we need in Shechita? We need Koach Gavra. Doesn't work. What happens if I do it together with my monkey? Okay. So here we take the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael upsul upasul, that's an akku. Ochsim besakim, yishochtim. Shulchan Aruch says psula. Ve'ein tzarech lomar im kol echot sakino b'yadu. If each one doing it independent. Okay. Let's say they're holding on to the same knife. No good, says Shulchan Aruch. Then comes the Ramah and throws an extra piece of information. Shechitas Kof Psula, it's not B'chol Karb. Comes along the Shach, doesn't like it. Ozerua, v'hagos ha-shi, per kamed u'chulim machshirim. Chein u'betos, tosept, chein perish marshal. Odomi, okay. He says, why? Is it the same as a Mishnah Daf Mem? What's the machlokas here? An Akam is zero, an Akam is a minus. Akam is a zero, or Akam is a minus. There, the Mishnah Daf Mem, if one is a posel, and one is a machshir, so then the whole thing is posel. Other says, okay. So the other say no. An Akam is just a zero. It's not a negative. So therefore, you can't compare it to the Mishnah. Here you have a major issue here. Now if you take, let's just stop and think. The Shach would like, here the Shach is very big disagreement with the Machaber. He says, let's see what it says in Hagos HaShri. He called to us the rule in Hagos HaShri, say it's good, and he says, it's good. He says, Tanya b'tosefta. See, here on, Yisrael sheshachat umirik akum shechita al yado shechita sa psula shachar barov shnayim shechita sa ksheira. The Tosefta says, let's say a Jew did rov shnayim and the guy finished it off, it's kosher. Shachar barov dove shnayim sa treifa Yisrael barov gomer shechita sa ksheira b'kaim alon and shechita ela lebesof. Wow. And Simon A. Very beginning. Yisrael ve'akum shohoyu ochsim besakon echol v'shochtam shkitotam k'sheirah. V'di'yevet davka v'gon dekimbra Yisrael v'lo ishtali klau ad gemar kol hashkit. Okay. That means the Jew has to know. He can't stop and let the Akum finish it. He has to be active the entire time. Okay. So he says a number of things here. Yod Zeruah. An Akum is not a negative. An Akum is a nothing. No. That's the first thing he says. Now here he's working within the world of the Rosh, where the Rosh says that it's because it's not a bar zvicha. Not a bar zvicha means he can't contribute to heter shchita because he's not a bar zvicha. Very, very simple. Okay. Now, when Rashi says here in Akum is a kotz, is he always a question? Is he always a kotz, or in this thing that he didn't finish it? Because the shechita was done by two people together. I would say not a kotz. There was a full shechita, and Akum did half, and the Jew did half. Not b'vasachas, but maybe I would say no. It's a shechita psula. If I did a drossa, what would be if I did a drossa in the kone, and I did a shechita ksheira in the veshek? You'd say it's nothing, because it was a psul. You need it. So comes Rashi said, no, it's not because it's psul. Rashi said is because he doesn't contribute. It's a kotz. So the pashas of Rashi here is that you view an akum as a zero. And if I would have two people pulling the knife together, it would be good, like the Azarua, not like the Mechaba. And that's number one. Number two, but if you take a look in the Rashba and Torah Sabayis, the Rashba on the one hand quotes Rashi, it's a kotz. It says two people pulling together, shechita is no good. And why? We want two reasons. Yeah. But just see why this word kotz in Rashi is such a critical thing. How have you an akum? Because let's take a look back in what would, for instance, what would Rashi say? I'll give you an example, a major difference. Maisim b'chol yom in a slaughterhouse. You shecht rov shnayim, and you tell the goyish worker, finish it off. That a psul b'meid batzer? That's not a psul b'meid batzer. According to Rashi, if you have a psul b'meid batzer, it messes everything up. If it's a zero, it's a zero. If it's a kotz, it's a kotz. This Rashi of kotz is telling me, so what the Or Zeruah is saying, even if I'll go with Rashi, it's a zero. He's not a basicha. No. Now the question is, how to understand the Rashba. The Rashba says kotz, and the Rashba says if two pulling, it's no good. Rashba and Torah Sabayis. You could have one of two pshatim in this Rashba. Now, the question is, what does the Rashba hold? You take a look in Rashba and Torah Sabayis, when he says, in Bayis HaKotzer, when he says, the psul of an akum, he is the Ram of a Karl Chova Chaltam in Zivcho. Now let's say how the Rambam would understand this halacha of two pulling together with an akum. Let's go back to how the Rambam says it's a very interesting thing. A Karl Chova Chaltam in Zivcho. But there was a Rambam parish, those of you who may remember what we once said. So let's just try to understand. Rambam says, why? Rambam has a problem. Why it's not takrova sabar? The Rambam in Perek Beis, Hichos Ova Satumas, says, even though Shechita Zakum is Neveda, it's not Matame B'masa. Why not? Because takrova sabar Zora. Questions? Give me a Rama Perk Beis Hilchas Ovos HaTumas. Says a very interesting thing. Shitas Nochri Novela Umatami Bamatsa. I feel you so Omer al Gavov. Why is it Matami Bamatsa? Avo Rishach Batsang Yoch Shitosu Kuroi. Echon Anochri Vechon Akusa. Oget Shitosu Novela. The curve AB ain't I? Shav ze midivrei sofrim. Shavre tuma savora zora, utuma takova savora zora midivrei. Question is, it's in the veil. Why is it Tumah? What's he bringing from Tumah Takrovas Avodah Zarah? So at that time we learned Shvita Zakam. I said it's an interesting Raman Perish Mishnayas. There are two types of Kavana. There's Stam Kavana. Stam Kavana is what happens to most people. They don't think. So they Stam do things without thinking. Okay. So we have to have halachically how we define that kavana. For instance, in Kodshim, halacha of stomen lishma. Halacha of stomen lishma. I shech the korban, I don't think it's l'shem shlomim l'shem, I don't think. Kohen says they're doing his job, shechting away. He's not thinking. So we say, kol ha'shem, it's k'shevim. That's one halacha of stam kavana. Why? Because stomen lishma. It's as if he said it lishma. Why? How? Sugya, beginning of Tzvach. Beginning of Menachos. A lot of things. Now, the Rambam says there are two levels of Takrovas Avodah Zarah. Takrovas Avodah Zarah is also Bahano. Is Shchitas Akam also Bahano? No. Rambam says there's a difference. The Stam Machshava of an Akam we interpret to be Avodah Zarah. But in order to make it the din of Takrovas Avodah Zarah, I need an act of Kavana. So he has two levels of Kavana. Rambam Perish Mishnayos. Very, very clear. So the Rambam says, therefore Shchitas Akum couldn't be more than Takrovas Avodah Zarah itself. It's a lower level Takrovas Avodah Zarah.
No.
So that means he's saying it's a ma'aser shechita with a psul in it, and that psul prevents that it asks a b'achila, but it does not have the regular din of a nevela. The gabei tuma has this din of takovas of avodah zarah. Therefore, I might say, this is a very massive chiddush on the part of the Rambam. So therefore, when I was thinking of that, with the Rambam Perish Mishnayos, I said, wait one second. How would the Rambam say if a Jew and an Akum were shechting together? So, no. Rambam says, if the was Kavanah for Avodah Zarah, active Kavanah for Avodah Zarah, it would be awesome. Stom Lishma Mistom also. It would be a negative. Now the Rashba does not go as far as the Rambam in this. So why is Rashba passing? There's something else. So with the idea of the shachta, it depends whether it's a negative or not. If a Jew shechted with a kof is not a negative. It's a nothing. It's a nothing. So two people, and if the Jew had sufficient power to do it by himself, he did not need the other. He's a big, strong guy. He's pulling ahead, and somebody else doing the other side. So then we get into another issue here, which is Shnayim Shosu. If two people are doing the same Maisa together, Zayochel v'Zayochel, consider my mice or not. Separate issue. That will be the pshat in the Rashba and Torah Sabayis. get into that, it's a whole long Rabbi Kivager, etc. But in the Rambam, Akum is definitely a negative. And that is the issue here. And when Rashi says coats, that means Rashi's not saying that if a goy shechts, there's a difference if a goy shechts the kana and a Jew shechts the veshit, or there's a dross in the kana and a good shechit in the veshit. A dross in the kana is not, it's a coats, it's a pulse, it's a shechit of psula. Now, that's the first thing. Now, as we go through the Gemara, Gemara says like this. I read through the Gemara on Thursday. You need two separate things. What do you need? You're shechting both. You're doing a malika on the kana and on the vesh. Now here there's a big question. Those of you who learn Zvachim Daf Samachay someday. So, when you do the Malika on, you come in from the back, you begin at the Veshet, and then you do to the corner. Why is it a Din Malika on the corner or a Din Havdalah on the corner? When you do the Chatos, what is it? You do one, and then you do the second. Then you're not allowed to do the second. Why? Lo Yavdal. Now, Oaf in general is one simon. Olas Oaf is two simon. Why? Because here Olas Oaf is different. Olas Oaf, Malika is on both. Or you have to be Molek and Mavdil. So let's see what our Gemara teaches us. Well, Olas Oaf Nami. Hecha the Molek simon echod lamato simon echod lamalo. Wait 1 second. So the Gemara here is assuming that Malika on an Ola Sa'of is two simonim. Not just the Havdalah. It's more than that. It's two. The Malika is two simonim. But even if, so the Gemara says, even if I say Ein Shechita Ela B'Sof, and each individual segment does not have a halacha of a separate Ma'aseh Shechita, since Chatos Ha'Of Maliki is one, so then it is possible. Well, Heichad Amalek Simen Echad L'Mato, where am I supposed to do the Simen Echad Lamala, Psula. But it doesn't matter which order I do it in. So let's say Rashi. Also Flamala Mikhuta Sikra, Khatasov Lamato. Also Bom Maisa Khatasov Lamato, Bemokam Psula. The Maisa Shu Khoshu, Khatasov Lakshiva, Bakasham Likas Khatasov. The Simon Echad Hilko Chochanami Choshev Lipsu Avgav Dua Olo Lo Havei Sof Malika Agmar Hasheni. It's the Malika is both, but is each segment by itself? Each segment by itself is the entire Kona by itself, the entire Veshin by itself is. It's a separate segment, and I need two segments for it. That's what the Gemara says. Yishum Shchuta? Okay. The Gemara says, Hey, Chedamol, Tzimedech Lamat, Tzimedech Lamat, Harazol, Maizachat, Tzimedech Lamat, Tzimedech Lamat, Tzimedech Lamat. So what's the Machlokas? According to Rashi and Baba Kama, there's a big Machlokas. If I have a Machshava in the beginning, or has to be only at the end. So the Gemara doesn't say that. Shishochat simen echo b'chutz, simen echo b'fnim. Neman do ama yesh shchit mozor mechayv, neman do ama shchit zel b'sof lo mechayv. Says Rashi mechayv, mishum shchut echitz. Ame Rabbi Rasim, lo ama hoch. So, Rabbi Yosef didn't say agree that, hey, shishochat simen echo b'chutz, simen echo b'fnim, nami posu. Shabbos also a ma'aseh chatos or pachot. So Rashi says what? Malomocha the ilu ba'ov im shachat simin rishon pachot mechayev should the kavosa kosher b'fnim b'mlichas chatos ov hashochet ov kosher says. So he jumps up Tosis and says, Pesh Bekuntus, but Ov Kodshim. Talking about Ov Kodshim. Rashi says, what are we talking about? Ov Kodshim. What is it? Mekshum Shchut Echut, Ma'as Sov Elo Amahok, the Il Ba'ov. So, he says, and right, Tosis doesn't like it. Kevin Malikna Bechutz, no Mokhayev. Avu Vashchita, Hari Ose Hershah Shchita. He said, no. My time in the Ma'apotah came the Malika B'chutz no Mechayim. So what do? You're shechting B'chutz. Okay. It's not an Ov Kodesh. What is happening here in the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? You take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba explains it very well. Otherwise known as Rash. So comes along he says, wait a second, what is it? He says, it's Maisa Hersha. He says, why does Rashi say what he says? He says, okay. Says Rashi is of the opinion what? That Shechitas Kodshim is Shechitas Kodshim and not Shechitas Chulin. What is Rashi telling? What are we talking about? Let's be very careful, Rashi. We're talking about Shechutei Chutz. Shechting kodshim b'chutz. Shechting, I have an oath, an olas ha'oath, that the shechita is two simonim. And the malika would be two simonim. And what did I do? I shechted one simon b'chutz and one, and he says, ma, the eil ba'oath, and shechat simon rishon b'chutz mechayev. Sharei de kavotsu kosher b'fnim b'melikas chatos ha'of. Hashochet ov kodshim b'chutz chayev. And he says, ov kodshim b'chutz is chayev b'shchut ha'chutz. Yolof mirubuyo asher yishcha b'shchut ha'kodshim. Perek hashochet. Okay. So Rashi says, what is it? When sheshochet simen erach b'chutz erach b'fnim. Man lo mayesh shchitim et kavotsu b'chayev. Because since it's an olas ha'ov, what is the shechita on an olas ha'ov? The shechita on an olas ha'ov is two simonim. The malika is two simonim. So shechita chutz. So each one by itself doesn't count. What is it? What happens? I shechted enough b'chutz, and I finished it b'fnim. Okay. So now, so Rashi is all within the world of Shechitas Kodshim. The Shechitas Kodshim, according to Rashi, is a separate halacha, and I can't jump from Shechitas Kodshim from Chulin. Comes along Tosis and says, Perish Bekuntras. Both Kodshim, Kodshim Perushim. My time of the Man Depoter came in the Malika Bechutz and Bechai Velo Shechita. Well, and Shechita is an Ovari Hersha Shechita Bechutz. And that's a good shechita on an oaf, Aisha. Those who nami lami lamin kechari otsa b'mayz chatos o havi lamem mishum de herch shechita oaf. Zim vod, narka rav yotsiv, derecho b'chutz erach vod nami psur, mashmo shneim b'fnim shev, vi b'oaf ha'en lo herch shev, al b'malika. B'chayev, havi lamin kechari o psur. V'nira lo faresh da ayri b'behema o psula d'un oaf. We're not talking about an oaf. We're not talking about kodshim. Talking about a behema.
The behema is
kosher. Behema is kosher. And Tosis is talking about in terms of heksher. A heksher shechita. And we're talking only about shechita. We're not jumping from shechita to melicha, melicha to shechita. Yes. Speak a little louder. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That means the halacha is that even though there's din shchuta chutz by ofos, it's only with a shchita, not with a malika. Right. And a chanami. So that's number one. But the definition of it I get from but. In Shechitas, what am I doing? I have a Shechitas. If I do a Shechitas Kodshim B'chutz, that would I do the flip side of Malika B'fnim. Shechita B'chutz is like Malika B'fnim. But I stay only in the world of it's Shechitas. I don't care about Heksher at all. I'm not interested in Heksher. Shechitas Kodshim is its own world according to Rashi. I don't jump from one to the other. And what do? I do a Shechitas Kodshim. Now I do a Shechitas Kodshim B'chutz. Tosfos says, no. What is it? I do. So Tosfos says, as long as I jump from Lich to Shechita, it's not a Shechita's Kodshim. Is there a Shechita's Kodshim in an oaf? Yes, in one case. Tzipa Metzora. There is such a case of Tzipa Metzora. That Tzipa Metzora, what does the Pasuk say? Here's a Chumash, beginning of Parshas Metzora. It says, "Vetziva haKohen v'lokach mitaher shnei tziporim chayos toros." It says, "Vetziva haKohen v'shachat es hatzipor ha'achas." But wait a second, is that Shechitas Kodshim or not Shechitas Kodshim? Where does this event occur? It does not occur in the Zora, not Shechitas Kodshim. It's a separate type of Shechita. The only shechita we have of an oaf that's mizbeach with a zrikas dam al mizbeach or adin hakrava is malika. So this is a shechita. It's not. There's no zrikas adam. There's no hakrava. There's nothing. No mizbeach. There's nothing. So don't get confused with Shechitas Tzipa Metzora. We have Chatzos Ha'Ov, Olas Ha'Ov, and that's it. Two Simon and one Simon. But it has a din of Shechitas Kodshim. and it's mata the animal. And it's mata the animal. It's no. So Tosfos says no. The moment when I do shkutei chutz, even on a behemoth kochim, I look at Hechsher Shechita. And Hechsher Shechita is what? Hechsher Shechita Siman Echad. So, according to Tosis, what is he saying? Shechutei Chutz requires Hechsher Shechita. If I do Kodshim, the Chutz with a Hechsher Shechita, then it's possible. See?
Wait one second, Rabbi.
Okay. He said, just be very careful. He is saying why Rashi doesn't work. Because according to Rashi, one simen is in an oath, shechting one simen is a hechsher shechita. I'm not allowed to do a hechsher shechita on a behemoth kodshim. What?
When Tosis is attacking Rashi, he's still talking about an oifka.
Oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to do. Oh, I said behemoths. I mean, I'm not allowed to do a hechsher shechita on kodshim b'chutz. I shouldn't say behemoth. A hechsher shechita on kodshim b'chutz. Okay. Why? If you go to Shaliv Shalachem, okay. That is, if you take a look, how the Rambam, first Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Shechita talks about it. The Lashon of the Gemara would seem to be like Tosfos, but So then the Gemara says, if you take a behemoth that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shali b'Shali v'Shalachem b'Shalachem. What does that mean? An animal that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be shechted inside the Azara. An animal belongs to you is shechted outside the Azara. The Gemara seems to talk in terms of Hechsher Shechita, and Rashi says, but the two different types of Shechita. So then Tosfos continues, talking about behemoth. The ayri behemoth, upsulo de nokat rav Yosef lavdavka de chayav, nami, the kule alma, the chuva leka in kain, luke ploktai besimen echa bochots and echa befnim, uklid bechayuva, ramai mukilo bemiyot simon. So how does Tosfos understand that? Tosfos understands. Kagon shoshochem miyot simonam b'chutz v'garmu b'fnim. Man doma yeshen shechita mitchila v'ad sof mechayev. En shechita ala b'sof lo mechayev. Why? Shoshochem miyot simonam b'chutz. Lamano Yeshan Shchita Metchila Vatsof Mechayev. And the Shchita Elo Vatsof Lo Mechayev. How does the Rambam pask on this? Aleph Sule Mektoshim Halocha Yud Ches. Shoham is Simon and Bachutz. Ogama Bifnim, Oshoham Mubudabazar, and Obit Sofam. Shashkita Yeshna, Midchila Vaad Sof. So the Rambam says when it comes to Psul, Shkita is Midchila Vaad Sof. The Kassav Mishnah says why, and we'll have to see how this works with the Rambam, with Tosus, with everybody. He says, because we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, why does the Kesef Mishnah say what he says? Because the Gemara seems to say this, it depends on the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay.
Very good. The Gemara never talks about Psul.
The Gemara never talks about Psul. The Gemara talks about Chiyuv. Okay, I went through a lot today. Hope you didn't get confused. If you did, hopefully I'll try to unconfuse you tomorrow.